fight, I mean, why not? But like, if one goalie wants to go and another goalie doesn't want it, I mean, it's tough. But you know, I mean, it's hard. It's a hard question. Yeah, I mean,
so if Ray Emery wants to go tomorrow,
I'm not sure if he's playing or not. Okay. But like, depends the situation. Depends what game is and what's the score and stuff like that. So. You know, it's a really tough question to answer right now.
Shootouts. There's talk of maybe extending the overtime, going to.
Oh, I love
three.
It. Yeah. I was waiting for this. No, I mean, yeah, it's a good idea. For me, you know, it's not a secret that I would like to play more overtime. I am not a big fan of the shootouts, so I would like to see it. You know, why not? But it's not going to be up to me. It's going to be up to the league and the NHLPA. So. We'll see what they're going to do.
How about 3-on-3?
That's a little bit tough. Tough one. I would keep it with 4-on-4. You know, if you do it 10 minutes overtime, I'm pretty sure, you know, somebody's going to score. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the 3-on-3 is a little bit, I don't know. We'll see what they're going to do. But it would be tough if somebody make penalties. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do, 3-on-2?
Good question.
Would you have kept it 5-on-5?
No, I would go 4-on-4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's... That would be fair. I mean,
just open it up a little bit?
Or? Yeah, well, you know, that's a hockey, right? That's a hockey, 4-on-4. I mean, the overtime is really excited for fans. But I understand and the shootouts are really excited, too, for fans. So we'll see what they're going to do. I think it's a good idea. I'm, 10 minutes overtime, 4-on-4. You know, why not?
And you're starting to win shootouts now, though, knock on wood.
Start to win, but don't start to like it. I mean, I still, you know, like I said, I would like to have overtime, but you know, the shootouts are part of the game right now. So, you know, you can get you get a chance to get the extra points. So why not? Like, you know, you have to work on it, even if you don't like it. So you have to try to get that extra point.
Team's won 3 in a row now. Where is the confidence? Season high or?
Well, I mean, you know. You know, you need help from the guys, you know, and a lot of you will win the shootouts?
Team confidence.
Okay, I thought you talk about the shootouts.
No.
Well, we finally put some games together. We finally put some great efforts together, and we are 3 in a row, but we have to keep going. I mean, you know, the Philly won 3 in a row as well, so it's going to be a good game. You know, we won 2 in the shootouts. That help you. And I think we play against really good teams, and we know if we're going to stick with the plan, if we're going to play the way we want to play, we have a chance to beat teams like San Jose and Detroit twice. So that's pretty good for your confidence. I mean, that we know we can play against those teams. It's not a secret, but it's a matter of put it on the time, put it on the ice, and, you know, play as a team and play hard as we can. I think the battle level was really good, and that give you the success.
Would it be fair to say that in the past this team has quite easily become satisfied with a few wins in a row?
It's been kind of story last few years that we always hit the 500 and then we did a step back. We have to make the step forward. So, you know, but I still think if we 500 team, it's not going to be enough to make a playoff. We have to go over 500 and keep pushing. And like Ole said, you know, the baby steps give you the success, and we have to do we have to go game by game and step by step and play hard as we can, and we'll see what happens.